For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm interviewing Jim Anglesey, and he is the assistant planner for the city of Pocatello and the staff liaison to the Historic Preservation Commission. How are you today, Jim?
Doing great. How are you, Emma?
I'm doing awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about this event that's going to be happening on October 24th in Pocatello?
Yeah, so this is the city's annual scavenger hunt called All Hallows Eve at the Brady Chapel. At this event, we take the opportunity to share with the community a little bit of history on the Brady Chapel, as well as getting to know a little bit about the people that are buried there at Mountain View Cemetery.
I read a little bit about some of the events that are going to be going on, specifically about the scavenger hunt. So I read that people are going to be looking for specific names of notable people in the cemetery. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, so when people come, we give them a little booklet that has information on people that are buried there, and some notable things that they did in their life that, you know, contribute to making Pocatello what it is. And so we give them a little bit of information, and then we ask that they find something on their headstone to report back to us. So that's kind of the scavenger hunt portion of it. And so we give them a map and little blurbs on each people, and a general area where they're at, and they go and find the headstone and write down what we ask them to find. And there'll be 15 names that they look for, and if they get all those completed, we give them a coupon and a chance to win a gift certificate from Tasty Treat.
So I read that this event is going to be free, but that donations will be accepted. What are these donations going to be used for?
So we're raising funds to restore and preserve the historic Brady Chapel that's within the cemetery. The chapel is nearing 100 years old. It's gone through some significant changes in the 100 years. Some of that being neglect, and now we're tasked to preserve and restore the building for future generations to enjoy. And we hope to raise the necessary funds by the 100-year anniversary, which is May or Memorial Day 2022.
That's really interesting. So as the assistant planner, how are you involved in this event? Kind of what is your responsibility in this?
Yeah, so as assistant planner, I'm also the acting staff liaison for the Historic Preservation Commission. And so I'm the commission's person for representing the city in all matters regarding historic preservation. And so I assist the commission, the Historic Preservation Commission, with their efforts, volunteer efforts to promote historic preservation in the city. And this is you know, one major project that we've been focusing on, but we do historic preservation, or attempts at you know, preserving and restoring historic structures and sites throughout the city.
So I'm curious, being a kind of like the liaison for this historic kind of movement, what has your experience been like? Have you been able to learn anything new about the history of Pocatello?
Well, I have the fortune of being born and raised here, and, you know, went away to school and came and had the opportunity to come back and work for the city I grew up in. And so I have a little bit of knowledge and passion in preserving the icons of Pocatello.
Back to the event All Hallows Eve. I guess, what are you most excited about for people to experience at this event?
I know for me, at least, I enjoy connecting with stories of the past because those stories kind of inform, you know, the identity of the place. Because you know, Pocatello isn't Pocatello without the things that people have done in the past. So, getting to know, you know, at least for the Brady Chapel, like what was it built for, and why is it important, and then with the people that we'll be learning about the event, you know, how did they contribute to making Pocatello what it is today?
And especially with, you know, the pandemic still going on, is there anything that people should know about maybe wearing masks or social distancing or bringing a jacket or anything like that? What would be good for people to know?
Yeah, so it will be late October, so we'll probably be predicting colder weather. Hopefully it won't be raining or anything, but... yeah, bring warm clothing, and we will be adhering to the city's mandated social distancing practices, so 6 feet apart, and when that's not possible, wear a mask. And so we ask that everybody bring masks and be prepared to socially distance.
I guess, is there anything else that you would want people to know about this event?
Yeah, along with this event, this is the first year that we'll be introducing or bringing in a food truck to kind of have an added piece of why you'd want to come. So it'll be a food truck with fair style food for people to come and enjoy themselves. You know, do the scavenger hunt and then you know, go to the food truck. 20% of all proceeds of the food truck will go to the restoration of the Brady Chapel.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to answer a few of my questions.
Yeah, of course.